The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Last year's big cold snap in Florida caused widespread coral death in the reefs along the state's coast. In fact, the mortality rates from the cold were higher than in any other event on record. As a result, centuries-old coral colonies were lost in a matter of days. The coral death rate shot up to 11.5%, compared with the 0.5% in the previous 5 years. However, in some coral species, mortality rates hit 40%. Corals that had proved resilient to hotter-than-usual waters suffered when ocean temperatures dropped to just 11 degrees Celsius in early January. These coral reefs are bleached out, and that bleaching makes the coral reef appear to literally have died. So rather than the diverse and colorful coral reef you're used to, instead it is a chalky and pale white. Florida corals are particularly vulnerable because they're in the northernmost reaches of their range. Of course, people can't protect corals from such extreme climatic events, but we can help them recover by mitigating other stresses such as pollution, coastal development, overfishing, and disease that also strain coral reefs.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.